said it's a bad, bad trip. Well, if you take too much, well, then your mind will flip. LSD, freaky, out of sight. Wow, San Francisco, purple haze, guru, guru, vegetarian.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Aaliyah, Frankie, and Anastasia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Australia's National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children, Suan Hunter, has warned Queensland's push to expand adoption could put First Nations children at risk. The report from Queensland's Child Safety Inquiry recommended adoption should not be limited by cultural background or ethnicity. Ms. Hunter says this means, quote, the state can permanently and legally remove a child, unquote, and frame it as protection in the child's best interest. Ms. Hunter additionally highlights how this recommendation risks repeating harms of past policies, including the stolen generations. Ms. Hunter says that permanency is important and that children must be removed from unsafe situations, but argues the government should instead focus on early intervention. In more local news, Child Safety Minister Amanda Kam denies claims of kids sleeping on office floors after a week of being silent. Kam said the claims were gutter politics from the Labour Party, stating the former government had established the current protocols implemented for children removed in emergency situations. The minister said child operatives could arrange care for a child either with a third-party provider, kinship, or foster care. When no placement is found, which she said to be rare, the children will be, quote, carefully supervised with clean bedding in the Child Safety Service Center, unquote. Earlier in the week, Kam avoided media contact regarding the claims, saying she had chronic migraines.
In national news, due to increasing climate change, researchers warn that the native Pilbara barking gecko and the Bungle Bungle robust slider are under the threat of extinction. Herpetology researcher from Monash University, Robert Ordsent, said there is a, quote, potential it could go extinct under a warming scenario, which is very likely given the trajectories for climate change, end quote. The reptiles are listed under the 2016 Western Australia Biodiversity Conservation Act as data deficient, with a rarity of only respective 53 and 3 confirmed sightings before the current study. Warming temperatures, mining operations in the Pilbara region also pose a threat. In more national news, the Larrakia National Aboriginal Corporation is calling on the Commonwealth, all state and territory governments, and the National Cabinet to establish a national public holiday during NAIDOC Week. Larrakia Nation states, quote, the oldest living culture on Earth deserves a permanent place in Australia's national calendar, and that Australia has both an opportunity and a responsibility to embed NAIDOC permanently within the national calendar as a defining moment of recognition, truth-telling, and unity, end quote.
In international news, Russia and Ukraine dispute control over key eastern Ukrainian city amid ongoing war. Kostantinivka, located in Donetsk, eastern Ukraine, is claimed to have fallen under Russian control, a key strategic move in Russia's advance throughout the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denies this, stating, quote, if Kostantinivka was under Russian control, then perhaps Putin would have no problem meeting me there to find a diplomatic way to finally end this war, end quote. The Russian Defense Ministry also accuses Ukraine of refusing a ceasefire in the city, which, if agreed upon, will literally allow Russia to hand over the bodies of fallen Ukrainian soldiers. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.